On the north side of the square in Chillicothe, Missouri, you'll find a small park where some buildings once stood. It's called Silver Moon Plaza. Those in the area know the significance of the name, and in a moment, you'll hear about a major grant program that's helping this place and could just help your hometown, too. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The Courthouse Square in Chillicothe, Missouri has been a special place for people to gather for more than a century. But over time, some of the structures along the north side of that space had seen better days.
Buildings had to come down, but this spot was a perfect spot to put a pocket park in.
As Pam Jarding mentioned, those buildings were raised and a pocket park was developed in their place. The name has special meaning in this region of the state.
The Silver Moon Feeds is a history of the longest standing business in Chillicothe.
Millbank Mills and Silver Moon Feeds could trace its lineage back to the days of the Civil War, which caused the business to move west, landing in Chillicothe in 1867. This little pocket park has become a nice gathering space for people in town and the area, whether it be for concerts, wine walks, weddings, and more. But extra work needed to be done to help this spot, so Pam and the local Main Street group wrote a T-Mobile hometown grant. Repairs will be made to the brick flower planters, plus other updates will take place to this space to make it more attractive and usable by all.
We're very proud of the merchants because they're taking great pride here. We have a very low vacancy rate. I think T-Mobile understood what we're trying to do in a rural Missouri community such as Chillicothe.
T-Mobile's hometown grant program is awarded to up to 100 communities each year, granting up to $50,000 to each. Judy says her town's mission and that of T-Mobile were a perfect fit for the program.
We are here for smaller communities, small towns, and we want to help them thrive.
Applications for the T-Mobile Hometown Grant Program are ongoing and are a great way to help you make positive things happen where you live as well. Traveling the countryside in Chillicothe, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.